This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The headline for June weather will certainly be the flooding in southeast South Dakota, with some areas receiving 200 to 300% of their normal rainfall in June. But western South Dakota has a story to tell as well, according to SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards.
Kind of centered around the Black Hills in the southwestern corner, that area has been very much the opposite, with less than 25% of average moisture for June. And that has been a region of the state where we have been keeping an eye on emerging drought conditions.
Abnormally dry conditions also exist in northwest and north-central South Dakota. The update for the July climate outlook holds little hope of better conditions for both ends of the state, says Edwards.
We're still looking at favoring drier conditions in the western third of South Dakota, but they also added an area slightly favoring towards wet in the eastern third of South Dakota, say I-29 and east.
She says the central region has equal chances for above, below, or normal precipitation in July. Looking at temperatures in July, the climate update calls for warmer than normal conditions for all but the far northeast tip of South Dakota. As for the week ahead, Edwards reports outdoor plans may not be ideal on the 4th, with on and off chances for rain and temperatures in the 70s. Stay in tune with climate conditions across the state from the SDSU Mezzanet. Find a link at extension.sdstate.edu.